As the Milwaukee Brewers work to punch their ticket to the World Series, the Milwaukee Bucks are just getting started on their potential return to the NBA playoffs. They tip off their 2018-19 season tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. After losing in the first round of playoffs last year, there's some buzz surrounding this year's team. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the team's superstar, is back. A new coach is in charge, and they've got a brand new home. Matt Velazquez is the Bucks beat reporter at the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. He talked to Central Time producer Bill Martins.
So is this going to be that breakout year we've been waiting for a few years now?
For the Bucks overall, I think so. I mean, I think that this team has the tools, the players, the coaching staff, everything in line to be a team that flirts with 50 wins. I think that, by any measure, they should be able to get to 50 wins. They were a 44-win team last year, and they have better coaching staff and a better supporting cast around Giannis, and that should be worth six games or so. So when you put it all together, I think this could be a year that the Bucks finish, probably the top four of the East would be their goal, and then have home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs and see if they can finally break that. By then, it'll be 18-year streak of going one and done in the playoffs.
So Jason Kidd was fired as head coach in the middle of last season. Joe Prunty, one of their assistants, took over on an interim basis. Then they went out and got Mike Budenholzer, who had some pretty good success leading Atlanta. What can you tell us about him?
Well, I mean, he's a proven NBA coach. He spent a long time coaching under Greg Popovich in San Antonio. Then when he finally decided to strike out on his own and become a head coach, he was basically 2 years on the job before he became the NBA's Coach of the Year with that 60-win Hawks team that he led. Group of guys that they had, the talent, they'd already been there for a couple of years, but he helped them develop into, a dynamic unit together where they could be a fearsome offensive team, locked down on defense. And, they had basically five all-stars in their starting lineup because no one could figure out exactly who the star was. And now he comes to a team in Milwaukee where he can kind of employ a similar system, but now he does have a star. I mean, everybody knows Giannis Antetokounmpo is a star in the NBA at this point in his career, and he's still getting better. So you put the right players around him, guys who can space the floor, shoot threes, defend at a high level, and it just opens things up for him more. So I think that's what Budenholzer is trying to bring, and so far the early response from the players has been really good. They like him and his coaching staff and the way that that he's built them up and he's taught them and got them totally buying into his system.
So is Budenholzer the last big piece of the Bucks puzzle to steal a headline from one of your pieces?
I think he could be. I mean, you look at, they already have guys. One of the main reasons they fired Jason Kidd last year is because the front office and ownership believe they have the talent to win. They believe they had the right pieces on the court, and they weren't getting enough out of that talent. And I think a lot of fans would watch that and agree. And so if you bring Budenholzer in here, if he can get them playing all on the same page in the same way with his style, obviously it helps to bring in veterans like Brook Lopez and Ersan Ilyasova, guys who are, proven veterans in the league, who can shoot the three, who know what they're doing, high IQ players. So obviously that helps, but if you can kind of just take everything Budenholzer wants the team to do and maximize the talent the Bucks have, I mean, there's not too much standing in the way of them, really making a jump this season. So I don't know if he's the last piece. Obviously, they want to be a championship contending team, and I don't know if they're necessarily there yet. Maybe they need another player here or there, a couple tweaks and upgrades. But I think right now they have a really good squad to definitely improve over last year.
You mentioned Giannis Antetokounmpo, and he seems to have been working on his outside shooting during this preseason, especially from beyond the arc. How huge would that be if he can add that to his repertoire?
Oh, that's massive. I mean, in the words of his teammate, Brook Lopez, who's played against him for a number of years, he said, man, that makes him terrifying, and he was already scared. Or it's scary, and he was already terrifying. Either way, the phrase went, you get the idea. You're a guy who put up basically like 26, 27 points a game last year without really a great three-point shot. And he could get to the rim whenever he wanted. He knew his spots. He knew where he wanted to go. And he's just strong and athletic enough that the guys just can't stop him with all his length and his great ball handling ability. So when you add in the threat of a three-pointer, which, you know, defenses are going to sag off of him because they're afraid of him driving and either scoring himself or kicking out to other shooters, if he can just, you know, pull up for a three instead of driving, one, it's going to save him some wear and tear, and two, if he can make it on a regular basis, that's going to make the Bucks offense even scarier, you know, which is something that, you know, is a major change for the Bucks this year.
We're talking with Matt Velasquez, the Bucks beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and we are talking about the 2018-19 Bucks season, which gets underway tonight in Charlotte. Matt, the Bucks haven't had a dominant center in a while. You know, that real big guy who can score down low, get rebounds and block, just be a presence. They kind of had high hopes for Greg Monroe, but that didn't really work out. So during the offseason, they picked up Brook Lopez, who you've mentioned, from the New York Knicks. Now, one story I read said that was the most underrated move of the offseason. What does Brook Lopez bring to the Bucks?
Yeah, I mean, Brook Lopez, I mean, he's been an all-star in the league. You know, he does have that physical size. You know, he's a seven-footer, about 270. You know, he's got that physical size to bang on the boards and, you know, be an anchor on defense. But they're asking him to do a little bit different things than you would expect of somebody that size. You know, over the past two seasons, he's really developed his three-point shot. He's been a 35% three-point shooter the past 2 years on a high volume of shots. And so, you know, what he can do is he can step out on offense, go to the corner, go, you know, above the break, and pull his defender with him. And that just opens up the passing lanes and the driving lanes for guys like Giannis and Eric Bledsoe and Chris Middleton to kind of go to work. And if his defender doesn't go with him, well, then he's liable to just catch that wide open pass and put up a shot, and he's got a decent chance of making it. So, you know, just kind of a different brand of basketball, different expectation than the Bucks would have for a Brook Lopez type as opposed to Greg Monroe. Monroe, you know, still has some value in the league as a bench scorer, a guy who can go to work in the paint, grab some rebounds, that kind of stuff. But, you know, the way the league is trending, players like Brook Lopez, especially on a one-year deal that fits into the Bucks biannual exception, which is a, you know, pretty small amount of money relative to the market. When you can get a guy like that who can space the floor, shoot threes, and all that, I mean, it's huge, and it fits exactly into what Mike Budenholzer wants to do.
In the draft, the Bucks selected guard Dante DiVincenzo from Villanova with the 17th overall pick, I believe. And he's a pretty good shooter, solid from three-point land, and that's an area where the Bucks found themselves lacking over the past few years. How is he expected to contribute?
Well, I think one of the reasons that Mike Budenholzer likes him is that he does a lot of different things well. You know, his shooting in the preseason wasn't that great. You know, he was kind of trying to figure out his range and get his shot going a little bit. And that'll come in time. He was a good shooter in college. But the nice thing for him is that he does a lot of other things that make up for the fact that his shooting might not be, you know, where he wants it to be yet. You know, he'll you know, get his hands dirty, jumping in for rebounds and use his athleticism to kind of make some noise inside that way. You know, he makes some nice passes, especially for a rookie, the way he's able to find guys on pocket passes and things like that. So he's also, you know, a willing, active defender. Yeah, obviously, as a rookie, you're going to have some adjustment time when it comes to knowing how to defend guys at the NBA level. But so far, he's shown that he's, you know, going to be capable and can fit into Budenholzer's system. And I think Budenholzer trusts him. So I just based off the preseason games, I think he'll get a decent amount of minutes starting the season.
This is the first year the Bucks are playing in the brand new Fiserv Forum. What are your impressions of it so far?
I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, you look at all the arenas in the league, and this one is, you know, near the top of any list. You know, has all the amenities that you would want. There's a lot of care put into the design, so it can improve the fan experience. It's a lot better for players than the Bradley Center. There's a lot more space. It's designated space for players. There's not people walking through or game operations people kind of in your way or not trying to stretch in a hallway where pregame interviews are being done, anything like that. You have dedicated space for both teams, you know, and it gets loud in there. And so I know the Bucks are helping to use that as a home court advantage. You know, I personally am interested to see what it sounds like when it's full because I haven't been there when it's full yet. I've been at the Bradley Center when it was full, and it got pretty loud.
Yeah,
excited in the playoffs, but we'll have to see if Pfizer form can hold up. And I think so far, just the way that they built it, the sound is made to reverb like right down to the court, and the players are really excited about that.
Matt, thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
All right, yeah, thanks for having me.
Matt Velazquez is the Bucks beat reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He talked to Central Time producer Bill Martins about the team's upcoming season. They tip off tonight in Charlotte against the Hornets. By the way, there's a governor's race going on, and there's a debate between the two main candidates, Governor Scott Walker and Democratic challenger Tony Evers. They square off Friday night at 8. Join Wisconsin Public Radio for live coverage of the one-hour debate. You can learn about all of our election specials and follow election news at WPR.org and WisconsinVote.org. And then join in again this Friday at 8 for this debate in the race for governor live from Madison.